Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Book Publicity Podcast Series, where Annie Jennings of the National Publicity Firm shares her insider publicity secrets to authors and experts, allowing everyone to obtain the knowledge they need to achieve the PR media placements of their dreams. My name is Annie Jennings of the national PR firm, Annie Jennings PR. We are a cutting-edge PR firm. Our finger is on the pulse of the latest in advanced PR thought and strategy. We are experts in book promotion, book publicity, marketing, radio, TV, print, major national TV show, breaking news, and internet publicity media. Today, we have a wonderful guest with us who I'm about to introduce. Our first topic will be creating a positive physical appearance for TV. Our special guest is our company's local, regional, and national TV publicist, Maria Rose. Maria Rose is a former national TV producer. Her resume is packed with experience working on some of the most sought-after major TV shows. Again, the title of our podcast teleseminar today is Creating a Positive Physical Appearance for TV. And welcome, Maria. Would you like to tell us a little more about some of your experience working in TV?
Sure. My background is in TV production. I started out working at ESPN in Connecticut, and came back to Chicago and was working at the CBS News affiliate there, and spent about 4 years at the Oprah Winfrey Show, which was an amazing experience.
That's one of the most popular shows in the world, actually.
Exactly. So between reality, sports, news, daytime, entertainment, TV, and kind of run the gamut.
Which is wonderful, and I'm so happy that you're with us today because we have lots of information we would love for you to share with us. For example, about creating a positive physical appearance for TV, a lot of people do maybe get called for their local morning show, their local noon show, maybe their evening news, and they're going to be on the air for a typical segment, anywhere from between 3 and 5 minutes, maybe sometimes 6, but a typical segment is just something that the show would normally do at that time. Remember, the show setup is it's pre-formatted because they've got to have time to cover the news, the weather, all the other things that are on their schedule and their agenda, plus make time for their advertisers as well. So you'll get a typical segment. So what we're going to cover today is how to really create a very good physical appearance when you do make it on that TV show, you're showing up for your segment, and what should you do next in terms of, why don't we start with clothing? Maria, what do you think is appropriate dress for the various type of spots that we've just outlined, such as the local, let's say, Good Morning San Francisco or Good Day New York, or your afternoon sort of lunchtime, could be a little more lifestyle perhaps. Maybe your evening news. Sometimes even late evening news might have a guest or two. Tell us a little bit how to dress for those events.
Yeah, I think the main thing is to be appropriate. And by that, I mean be appropriate for your age. If you're a 20-something who's going on a show to talk about dating, then you probably should dress a little bit more trendy. And maybe that's a pop of color under your suit. Maybe that's you can probably get away with a little bit bigger earring or something like that. If you are more mature, you're in your 40s or 50s, don't try to be in your 20s. you need to be a little bit more professional. If you're a doctor, you need to be a little bit more professional than, say, somebody who's going to go on to talk about their carpentry business or something like that. So be appropriate for your age and subject and area of expertise. The other thing, and this is a big one, be appropriate for where you are. If you are, say you're from Arizona and you happen to be in New York, you get a great TV placement in a local station, New York one, huge placement, but you're wearing open-toed shoes and summer-type clothes because that's what you would wear in California. It just makes you look like you don't fit in. It makes you stand out in a bad way. So really take that into consideration, time of year. Be appropriate for what is commonly acceptable. Even though some people say you can wear white all throughout the year, you shouldn't, especially when you're on TV. Don't wear white shoes in December.
Right. I was just about to ask you something about color because what do you feel in terms of a suit? I just think, as you said, exactly right, just be appropriate for your topic. But generally, I would say either upscale casual or professional might be the way to describe how you would like to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so let's say or upscale professional would be a very good high quality business suit, one that made you look really fabulous on camera. Talk about some colors. If people are going to make an investment now, because you buy something inexpensive, the color could be off, it could be oddball on the show, so you're going to probably want to make a nice investment in your, let's say, media outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you'll always want to keep in perfect condition, of course, so it's only for the media.
Right.
Perhaps what should women know in terms of colors to choose to stay away from? So we'll go back to our scenario. We're gonna put down some money and we're going to buy a high quality suit.
Right.
Classically cut, of course, because we don't want to be trendy. We're out of business
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. We're out of style tomorrow. Because we're going to spend some money on the suit, I think. And so what kind of colors should we look to purchase that can serve us for maybe for a couple of years, let's say?
Right. I would say really the stay classic. Browns, blacks, those are good. You can always add something underneath that's a pop of color, a little bit of maybe a red, a pink, a blue,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I think they should be solid. Or if you have a little bit of a slight pinstripe or something like that, but I wouldn't go crazy with it at all.
Mm-hmm. Right, because those pinstripes, right, they start to move on camera. It's different with a camera and the lighting. Different things happen to colors, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll tell you what to stay away from. Stay away from white, cream, anything beige.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that that's going to sort of make you look pale, wash you out
really?
Under the lights.
Okay.
I do like a nice red suit, but I caution people against that being the only suit that they wear, because people will remember that,
mm-hmm.
and you can't keep wearing it.
You know, you make a great point. You really do, because there is a legal attorney on one of the top nighttime primetime breaking news shows,
mm-hmm.
and she's absolutely gorgeous. And she showed up one day in this hot pink suit, and I said, well, she's earned the right to wear that suit. She has built her platform. We know who she is. We have respect for her. Normally, you wouldn't find people showing up on TV in a hot pink suit
mm-hmm.
initially, especially of a legal profession, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to build a more conservative approach, but she's already earned all her stars, so she's now
yeah.
able to be more, right, individualized. And I've never seen her wear the suit again, and
mm-hmm.
now I know exactly why. Because
mm-hmm.
I would have noticed the suit rather than what she was wearing, because I was so impressed by the suit.
Right.
So you buy pink, you only wear once.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You buy something that's not going to stand out, right? And then, of course, you can get a lot of wear out of it.
Right.
Actually.
Right. Right, and that's another good point too, is you don't always have to do the same thing, but you have to earn the right to wear a pink suit.
Right? Right,
as far as
you do.
Concerned. You really have to establish yourself as a
mm-hmm.
professional, establish yourself as a wanted TV talent, or wanted expert, someone who's in demand, to start branching out a little bit.
That's right.
I'll tell you a story. I had a guest on a show I was working on, and she had a funky hairdo. It was just, it was fine for somebody off the street, but as an expert, we were concerned that it wouldn't project the right image. And she was adamant about not changing it. She wasn't going to do anything about it. This is her hair, we still booked her, she let us change her hair a little bit, but it just didn't work out. It was so much given, going back and forth with her, and so much give and take. And I noticed that within probably 6 months after that taping, she had a totally different hairdo, acceptable. But
I understand what you're saying. Well, just because TV changes things. One thing in TV is that I always request clients to sort of subdue their hairstyle, because, if you try to have too big hair on TV,
mm-hmm.
you can sort of see through the hair.
Right.
It looks oddball. You really want to have a styled look, or, you know, some hairspray to keep any flyaway pieces in place. So you want to have that more classic styled type look rather than anything wild, because you'll look even wilder on TV. Mm-hmm. It'll look odd. If you won't get that attractive wild look that we all know and love, some great rock stars have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you won't. You'll just look unkempt. You'll look weird, odd, and you'll draw more attention to your what in person can be a great look, great style, but on TV doesn't play as well.
Right.
So we'll certainly want to keep our big picture in mind, and I guess in some cases yield to the show, because they know what their viewers are most willing to want to accept from a guest.
Right.
And that would be important if you have a serious commitment to your TV career, is to know producers do know what they're talking about, and, you know, they know what's going to play well for themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Here's the other thing, too, is that your personality is one thing, but your TV persona could be something different.
Oh, that's a very, very good point.
Yeah. So, you know, you could be totally artsy and creative thinker and sort of, and that's how you dress and how you carry yourself outside of TV. But if you're going to be an expert, you need to maybe just have a different side of your personality that comes out while you're on TV.
Well, I really like what you're mentioning, because this way, yeah, on TV you can more or less conform to what's considered acceptable and in that show's profile, but of course while maintaining your own image and having it as a strategy. This way it won't be so bad to change your hairstyle should they request that of you, or should you want to do it for yourself. Always keep that big picture in mind, that's for sure.
Right.
Now,
right.
I wanted to move on a little bit for jewelry pointers for women, because what we're trying to, you know, we also want to get across here, just have a media outfit. Start creating or investing in your media clothes, clothes that you will save for your media appearances. I certainly like what Maria said earlier about having a suit, but you can, I love the way she phrased this, you know, pop out or pop in different colors, which is great. It's a way to modernize your classic suit, right, to the colors of the season. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, and it can be a turtleneck for winter. It can be more
sure.
of a tank for summer. So but as far as jewelry, I think really classic is better. We actually, we had a client who was on one of the morning shows this morning, had a gorgeous, very simple pearl set, earrings and necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't ostentatious. It wasn't, it fit her personality, fit what she was talking about. It just looked really classy. And something like that is always good. Unless you are 25 and talking about dating, I would not have dangly earrings. Make sure that if any jewelry you have, that you're not wearing bangles, regardless of age, anything. Bangles, bracelets, they will rub up against each other and create noise and friction.
Oh, very good point.
Make sure if you do have a necklace on, that it doesn't interfere with your microphone, that it's not banging against it, or that it doesn't move around a lot. Obviously, don't fidget with anything. If you have something on that you're tempted to fidget with, a necklace, a bracelet, a ring, anything like that, don't wear it.
That's right, because that can happen. That's just a natural reaction to, you know, apprehension or a little anxiety, which is very normal.
Mm-hmm.
Very normal to be wanting to, like, you know, finger your bracelet or your wedding ring or whatever, you know, just move it around. And that, of course, is going to show on camera, right? Because
right.
all eyes are on all parts of you when you are on camera. So
mm-hmm.
that's important. Now, we want to talk a little bit about what would be some good things for men to start building a wardrobe for themselves.
Sure,
in
sure.
In terms of shirts and ties.
Yeah, I think a key thing is to have a dress shirt other than a white shirt
mm-hmm.
or an ivory shirt that goes under your suit. The men have it a little bit easier, you know, they can get away with
always?
Yeah, you know, a little simpler dress.
Well, you know, men can... Having raised five children and prepared, maybe, I was counting the meals once, so I prepared, I mean, it's in the tens of thousands. I have to laugh, right?
Yeah,
I do think men get a little tad easier.
Yeah.
But there you go. You're about to find out, so we shall see. But
yeah.
There you go. So men should have, like, a nice suit. And you know what? We were talking earlier, Maria and I were going over some of the pointers for today. We wanted to make sure people really knew to have two things around. One would be the emergency kit.
Mm.
And you may hear this in other podcasts, because it does come up a lot, to have the things you think are not going to go wrong with your outfit but do, such as a little coffee spill on that beautiful colored pop-out top we were talking about earlier. You know, maybe you should have a spare. What do you think, Maria, on having spares around?
Absolutely. Even when we're talking about for men, you know, for a tie, first of all, I would suggest not putting your tie on until you until a few minutes before you go out there, because you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do have your tie on, bring an extra one.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it doesn't take up that much room. Just bring an extra one. For women, the greatest things are those little stain removers, tied to go and different things like that.
Yeah, do they really have, now here we are, we're about to give a you know, a podcasting plug here for Tide. Do they really work?
I've used them. Yeah, and you know, as long as it's not, you know, red wine or something like that, where it's, you know, something crazy, but,
that's good to have that now in your emergency kit, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. Be prepared. You know, be prepared for whatever you have. And don't expect that wherever you are, we'll just be able to accommodate you. Oh, I forgot my brush. Or, you know, or I don't have pantyhose or whatever it is. Just be prepared and ready,
right, because you never know what's going on inside of the newsroom, and you want to make sure that you come prepared and ready. So plan in advance. Purchase your clothes in advance. Have your media outfit ready to go, cleaned, ready to go at all times. And you know what's important, too, is what do you think about watching the show? Let's say you have your show and you know you're going to be a guest next month. How about watching the show for pointers on what to, what maybe you should invest in clothes-wise and appearance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I watch the show. I mean, it's so amazing to me. People who say, oh, yeah, I want to get on this show or that show, but then they don't watch it and don't see what the other experts are like. So if you know you're going to be on a show, you know, if you don't have time, TiVo it. It's not, you know, or tape it. You know, there's lots of technology out there to help us out with this. And really look at, is there a pattern? What type of experts are on there? How do they look? How do they sound? If it's a show like, you know, Good Morning San Francisco, are they, more on the entertainment side, where they're looking a little bit more trendy than another area? Just really get a feel for what has worked in the past.
See, I think that's great advice, because remember, it's, all these shows are ratings driven, and they want to keep the people watching the show. So they're not going. They want you to fit in with their demographics, actually.
Right.
And that's why. And hopefully, you know, one of the major factors going in and booking you in the first place is that you will be good for the viewers. The viewers will respond to you. They will like you. They'll resonate with you. You will, in case of a breaking news situation, you have the authority, you know, to perhaps make people feel more comfortable or present, you know, an uncomfortable topic in a positive manner or a way people can relate to. So I think a lot more goes into booking, and Maria, of course, is a professional in booking. A lot more goes into booking than just picking a guest. It has to be the right guest for the right show at the right time in the right segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder than it sounds, right?
Right. Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, too. The reason why we're going over this is because these placements, you might think, oh, it's just my local station. What, you know, big deal. This could be your big break. This could be the thing that catapults you to the national shows, to the next book deal, to major speaking engagements. And that's really how you should look at it.
Right. I think that's wonderful. And, you know, I really want to thank you for being with us today, Maria Rose. And Maria Rose is, of course, with Annie Jennings PR. And everyone of interest in maybe landing themselves on local TV can let us know. We're happy to provide that service for you. You can fill out our form and let us know of your interest in appearing in your local TV market as the guest on the show at anniejenningspr.com/localtv.htm. That's anniejenningspr.com/localtv.htm. And with that said, I'd like to thank Maria Rose. Maria, thank you for all the insight and experience you brought with us today.
Thank you.
And we'll see everyone again on the Annie Jennings PR Book Publicity Podcast Series. Keep listening. You're going to learn lots to help you achieve your goals and dreams. See you next time, everyone.